And we are back here at halftime where the Manasquan Warriors hold a 28-23 lead. Let's talk a little bit about this game, and I'm joined with Colleen Kilmerry. Of course, Colleen and her Wall Lady Knights won the consolation third round game 55-39. Congratulations, Colleen, first of all on that.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like you to break down this game a little bit because you were, of course, a participant in the semis and lost. Why has RBC gotten back into this game? They did trail by 16 at one point.
Yes, they did. Manasquan's been turning the ball over a lot, and, RBC has been capitalizing on those turnovers.
And foul shooting. The key foul there was that three-point attempt that I think it was Barazzotti who got fouled on it, and she calmly went to the line and made all three. That looked like the turning point of the game, and it's been a while since Manasquan has scored, and they did get in a little bit of foul trouble. I think Lisa tried to rest some of her players, and it cost them with a little inexperience on the court.
Absolutely, and Sullivan's a great player. She usually doesn't miss from the foul line, and I believe she went 0-for-4 from the foul line for a stretch there. So that's not like her. I think they'll bounce back in the second half for sure.
So it's not the new uniforms by Manasquan that got them off to the quick start, right?
No.
We heard they got them this morning, and everybody was trying them on, and all the numbers were different and so on. Let's talk a little bit about your team, Colleen. A great player. I mean, I was impressed every game she played. Ellen Dougherty for you, 25 in the consolation game here, and a great tournament.
Absolutely. She's the type of kid that is in the gym all the time, working hard. Before we played Manasquan, she called me up before the game to see if she could get into our gym and get some shots up. And, that definitely helped her. And she worked hard in the off season, and I think everyone in the Shore has seen how much that's paid off.
And you got the twins, Samantha and Sydney Darby. Sydney today, 22. I mean, two players scoring 47. You're not going to lose too many games that way.
Yeah. Sid stepped it up in the fourth quarter. They went to their 1-3-1, and we needed someone to start hitting shots. A lot of teams are going to try and box and one us with Ellen, and we keep talking to our players about how other people have to step up. And I think Sid did a great job at being comfortable with her shot and just sitting right in the corner.
Colleen, talk a little bit about this tournament. This is a 16-team tournament. You've got some great teams in here. You've got some local teams, the Toms River Schools, of course, that, have played in this gym. You come in with a Wall team, that is inexperienced with playing in this gym. And, of course, these rims are unforgiving, that's for sure. You don't get any easy bounces on these rims. It's a tough place to play in, but tell us about your tournament experience this year.
It is a great tournament, like you said. The girls were really excited with the 3 seed, and we've just been talking about all season how we are an underdog. We're going to continue to be an underdog. Even with the 3 seed, we felt we didn't get the respect from everyone. We are a team that people don't expect a lot from, so the girls use that as their motivation. We don't have a girl over 5'9 that is on the court at a time, but they play with a lot of heart and they hustle.
You say you're going to be the underdog in a lot of games, but a lot of coaches here from your conference, of course, tough conference, scouting, I don't think you're going to be taken too lightly during the course of your conference schedule.
Definitely, yeah. We just try to keep motivating the girls and saying that people don't believe in us, and they are starting to believe in themselves. And I think after our Manasquan game, they saw how good we could actually be.
Exactly. I mean, you played them pretty tough and, played the potential, right now champion pretty tough right down to the end. Tell us a little bit about your conference schedule and the teams to beat there.
Absolutely. Neptune is the team to beat. Freehold
Still,
Borough.
Huh?
Still
Neptune,
yeah.
Huh?
Still Neptune. Freehold Borough, though, is always a tough game for us. That's our first opening of the conference this Friday. So we're just taking it one game at a time, and we're really going for Neptune. We played them last year at the end of the season for the third time, and we had it to within 6 with 4.5 minutes left. So we're just really working on staying focused and taking it one game at a time.
How about the schedule around Christmas and New Year's? Always tough, to get into the gym. You got to respect the holidays a little bit. How have you worked around that?
We've been going really hard at our practices. We gave the girls off the 24th and the 25th.
Great.
And besides, you know, we said to spend some time with your family and just refocus, and important to rest. And I think the girls did a great job at taking those 2 days off completely and resting their bodies and then getting back after it.
Now, you know, as the tournament, how the tournament works, you alternate who comes back the day after Christmas. Next year, the girls got to come back. The boys were complaining this year because in the boys' tournament, they had to come back on December 26th. So that puts them in the gym, not Christmas Day, but definitely Christmas Eve.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's something the girls look forward to. We try to make it a fun practice when we do practice on Christmas Eve and still stay focused. So I think the girls will be ready to come back after, especially after this year, with the confidence they have.
Well, the Lady Knights off to a great 2013-2014 season. Look for big things from Colleen Kilmurry and her Lady Knights. Thanks, Colleen, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we will take a two-minute timeout here where we will be back with second half action. The score at halftime, Manasquan Warriors 28, the Red Bank Caseys 23. You are listening to WOBM. Tournament action on the Shore Sports Network.